Twin Cities. Good morning, Pet Appreciators, and welcome to the Pet Connection Show here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I'm Kathy Menard, your host here this morning, or I should say your co-host, one of the co-hosts. Dr. Nicole Peralt is with us too, and we're so happy to have her. So good morning to you, Dr. Nicole. I know you're having a very busy day, so thank you so much for taking time out here, for calling in and spending time with me and the Pet Appreciators out there. How are you?
Yes. Good morning. I am doing well.
Good. And I hear that one of the reasons why you're busy is that you've got something going on up in Elk River. Is that something going on with your rescue at Chuck and Don's up there?
Yes. From 2 to 4 today at the Elk River Chuck and Don's, we're doing nail trims again, and we're also doing microchipping. So I think it's going to be quite busy. We have quite a few volunteers that are going to be there to help. I think it is also their birthday bash weekend. So we're getting ready. Hopefully it's going to be really busy and we can make a lot of money for the rescue because we need it.
Yeah. You guys work so hard. So I can certainly understand that. That's right. It is Chuck and Don's birthday bash weekend, isn't it? Pet Appreciators, did you see that in their newsletters or maybe their signs or whatever by their stores? But anyway, something big is going on with them. So good for them for their commitment, their long-term commitment here in the Twin Cities, and I think a one or two other states out there. But head on up to Elk River if you're looking for some good deals, I bet, at Chuck and Don's today. And then also for Tough Start Rescue, that Dr. Nicole is one of the people that heads up and organized and everything and many years ago. And check out adoptions that they might have. But I know that they're, like she said, nail trims and microchipping. That is so important. So Pet Appreciators, if you haven't done that yet, I would definitely follow through and get that taken care of. That's for sure. What's the time again, Dr. Nicole?
It's from 2 to 4 this afternoon. And the nail trimming is $10. And we're able to do, dogs, cats. We've had a couple bunnies. Guinea pigs, things like that. And then the microchipping is $35. So, and that includes the registration. So it's pretty good deals. And all of the nail trimming is done by either veterinarians or veterinary technicians. So you'll get a really good, vet quality trim for $10.
All right. That's fantastic. And with the microchipping though, just a quick question with that. If you are pretty sure that your dog is microchipped, but you would like to change the information, update the information if you've moved or had different phone numbers or something, is that something you guys can do or no?
Today, what we could do is scan the animal and then write down the number for the client and then give you guys the website. I think it was, we talked about it last week or a week or two ago. It was the petmicrochiplookup.org. You can plug that in and it'll tell you where to call to go ahead and try to change the info.
Yeah, because that's always a good idea, too. Very good idea, actually. If you lose your pet, you certainly want that all updated, that's for sure. Well, another big event that Dr. Nicole and I are going to touch on every single Sunday that we're here, although next weekend is Memorial Weekend, so we will not be on air for that. We will do a replay for that just because it's so crazy busy during the holidays for businesses and for our business, or for my business anyways. And I know Dr. Nicole has some family stuff going on. But anyways, we definitely want to talk about Petapalooza. Again, we're sponsoring that. The Urban Dog is sponsoring that. It's still at the State Fairgrounds, Pet Appreciators. However, we are not going to be in the Machinery Hill area. They're doing some reconstruction there, updating things and that kind of stuff. So we're going to be in the International Bazaar area, both in the open air building and then on the ground surrounding it. So we're really excited to see sort of a new layout and be part of that and see how that space works. But all the staples will be there, Doc Dogs, etc. So that's all being put together here, all the loose ends being tied together. But there's still room, Pet Appreciators, if you own a business that's pet related or pet friendly. It doesn't have to be pet related, but it can be pet friendly, such as carpet cleaning or whatever. If you think that you can benefit pet owners, definitely, give me a call or call CBS Radio, who are the people that the business that puts this on. We just sponsor it. And I'm not quite sure if all the rescue slots are filled, but there's usually 30 to 35, sometimes even 40 slots available. And that's if you're a rescue, dog or cat rescue, or or any sort of animal rescue, and you have your 501c3 status, you get in free. You know, it's a free event, and that's one of the benefits for us, the Urban Dog sponsoring it, is we can give that gift to the, you know, to the rescue groups, because we cover that cost for you. So, and then there's lots of other 501c3 nonprofits out there that do things for animals, but there is a slight fee for that if you're not specifically a rescue. But it's just a great, wonderful family opportunity, very dog-friendly event, and very, very friendly event. And of course, it's Father's Day weekend. We did that last year too, Pet Appreciators. We switched it from the weekend that Pride was to Father's Day weekend. And it was a blast as always. And I just want to say, you know, at our booth and maybe possibly at other booths too, that we'll be having, you know, something for fathers, whether you're a father of children or pets or both. There'll be little goodies and treats for you definitely at our booth. And then the other thing too, I just want to say is, I can't believe this, but it's the Urban Dog's 20th anniversary in June. And so, you know, we always have lots of giveaways and that kind of stuff, but it's just going to be more and more, you know, just sort of heightened and you know, just more things and activities and little giveaways and that kind of stuff. So we hope that you can come and celebrate with us too, as we celebrate our 20 years of the Urban Dog. So just we're real happy about that. So again, June 16th, that's a Saturday. It usually starts around 9 a.m. It goes till about 4 o'clock. So more info to follow. And I know CBS Radio, they were bought, you know, by another company, and I don't really remember the name of it right now, Pet Appreciator, so I don't know quite what to look up on the internet. But if you can, you can always call me and I'll put you right through to the right people. And it's 651-231-6333, 651-231-6333. And Dr. Nicole's Tough Start Rescue will be at a booth right next to us, so you can check it both out and say you know, good morning or hello to both of us. We'd love to meet more of our listeners. So just wanted to put in a little plug for that. I also want to say, Pet Appreciators, if you haven't been to sidewalkdog.com lately, again, it's an excellent online resource for dog owners, not pet owners. They focus on dogs, sidewalkdog.com, but all just wonderful resources there. One thing that I saw that they have going on right now is a survey. They said it's a 1 minute survey. I don't know who it's for, if they're just, you know, providing that online service for, you know, another company, but it's a pet food survey. And they said it takes about a minute to fill out. And I think that's important, Pet Appreciators. What we put into our pets' bodies is so important. And so I think, I don't know, again, I didn't read the whole thing, but whoever's putting this on deserves our feedback. And we deserve pet food manufacturers to give us the very best pet food that they can produce. And so I think just that the little minute or two that it would take to go online at sidewalkdog.com and fill out that survey is definitely worth it. They need to hear from us, that's for sure, as pet owners. There's a lot of us out there. And then your name sort of gets put in a hat, so to speak. And they are giving away three $100 Visa gift cards just for participating in the survey, you know, as a thank you. You know, three lucky winners will get that Visa gift card. And I'm sure anybody who wins that can put that to good use. Or if you can't, you can always donate that to a rescue group. But anyways, just my thoughts on that. But definitely check out sidewalkdog.com. It's not the only thing on there. They have tons of interesting information on there as well, especially if you're a pretty active pet owner and you like to get out and about in the community. There's all kinds of activities to participate in, or if you're a pet owner that wants to try and get your pet more comfortable in the community, less barking, better social skills, feeling more calm, not so stressed around changes and lots of people, different noises. You know, there's always a list of, you know, cafes and, you know, that kind of thing that are pet friendly that you can sort of slowly introduce your dog to and kind of try it out. So that's that, Pet Appreciators. And then Dr. Nicole, we only have a couple minutes here before the break. So as long as we're on this theme of like events or whatever, do you have any more upcoming that you just want to toss out there here real quick in the next 2 minutes, and then we can get into our topics?
Oh, not that I know off the top of my head. We're, you know, once a month we're usually at Chuck and Don's doing nail trims. I don't even have, you know, right now the next date. I know it's on the schedule. I just don't have it. It's on my phone, which I'm talking into. So, but yeah, once a month we do those from 2 to 4 on a Sunday. I think it's probably even on Chuck and Don's website and also on our Tough Start Rescue website. But no other big events that I can think of with us. Just plugging along, keeping going. We took a very handsome, huge 90-pound yellow lab into the rescue, and he has 2 torn ACLs, so we'll be fundraising really hard for that. But he's a really sweet boy, so we're happy to have him, and we'll get him all fixed up and find him a good home.
Wow. Okay, so when did that happen?
Oh, in the past week, basically, we've taken in 2 new dogs, and which is kind of exciting for us because we have about 75 cats in our rescue, primarily all in foster homes. There's, maybe 10 or so that live at our clinic. And we only have about 3 or 4 dogs. We just don't have a very large dog foster base. But usually when I hear of some, dog that needs rescuing or whatnot, I'll put the feelers out to my fosters. And sure enough, they said yes and yes. So dogs are, for some reason, they're kind of sometimes easier for us to find fosters for, but then other times not. So, so we're excited to take in these 2 little kiddos. We have Charlie and then we have Max.
Charlie and Max, not from the same family.
Nope, 2 different families.
Okay. Well, I have a question about Charlie and Max, but I don't have enough time. So we're going to go into a commercial break, Pet Appreciators, but keep in mind, you're always, always welcome to call 952-946-6205. Dr. Nicole will be with us for the first 3 segments of the show, then she's got to head up to Chuck and Don's. But anyway, stay with us and we'll be right back.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having their annual service special. Every stove, insert, and fireplace needs maintenance. Get it done now and save $40. You'll be ready to fire up before the cold weather hits again. From 94, take the Riverside Avenue exit and go east to 2901 Franklin Avenue. See the Twin Cities' most diverse selection of clean-burning, reliable, and environmentally smart stoves and fireplaces.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak, owner of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Have you ever watched your dog or cat curl up in front of a fire, like a Norman Rockwell painting brought to life? It's primordial the way fire touches both the animal and the human. We have the equipment and the know-how to supply, install, and maintain stoves and fireplaces. Call us at 612-338-6606 and take advantage of our spring cleaning and maintenance special. We are online at woodlandstoves.com. The mission and the passion of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is to make the fire work for you.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
The 4th Annual Minneapolis-St. Paul Mini Maker Faire is a festival of creativity showcasing the projects of local builders, scientists, gamers, artists, and makers. The Makers Faire is on June 2nd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Minnesota State Fair Grandstand. Curious about robots? They've got them. Want to learn how to carve wood or weld? Covered. Feel an urge to upcycle odd materials into art? Get inspired. Explore electricity, ride a human-powered Ferris wheel, and discover local resources for makers of all kinds. It's a great day of family fun with interactive exhibits and maker demonstrations appropriate for all ages, including a special make-and-take area for kids. Plus, they have live music, street performers, and presentations. The Minneapolis-St. Paul Mini Maker Fair is June 2nd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds Grandstand. Discounted tickets available online at msp.makerfair.com. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram for maker profiles and updates on what you will see at this year's fair. That's msp.makerfair.com.
Hello, fellow AM950 listeners. This is Jaja from Nightingale at 26 Lindale. My wife and chef Carrie and I invite you to enjoy our local seasonal fare, along with thoughtfully chosen wine and beer lists, a refreshing cocktail selection, and continued dedication to outstanding service. Nightingale's freshly remodeled patio is perfect for dinner, happy hour, brunch, and late night fun. We offer our full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., 2 award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
Hi, Gregory Rich, host of Drink in the Style and owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design in St. Louis Park. I've got a question for you guys. Are you familiar with the concept of OPM, or other people's money? It's essentially using someone else's cash to buy what you want. Well, this week, Habitation is offering you a chance to use someone else's money to buy the furniture you want today. From May 23rd through May 29th, Habitation is offering 0% interest on all new in-stock and all special order items for a full 4 years. Seriously, that's 4 years of free financing. Zero, zip, nada, nothing. That means you can buy $5,000 worth of furniture for about $100 a month with absolutely no interest. So come out to Habitation at 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park to check out the coolest furniture showroom in town. Our prices are always great, but this financing deal is for a limited time only. Habitation Furnishing and Design, you've earned the right to be you. Some restrictions apply.
Joining us, you're listening to the Pet Connection Show here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. And it's myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Perrault, who are your co-hosts here on the Pet Connection Show. And again, a good morning to you. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. I hope it's everything you wanted and needed it to be. I know I'm having a good one. And you know what, Pet Appreciators, I forgot. I wanted to say a belated Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there, all the pet moms and of both children and pets. Nicole had that Sunday off, but I took it off just because we were really busy with boarding that weekend, and I just couldn't squeeze everything in. But I thought about you. Just wanted you to know that. I thought about you and hope that you were doing well. There's challenges with pet parenting, just like there is with kids, and just wanted to, you know, let you know that you're on my mind, thought about you, and hope that you had, I hope that you were feeling special. You know what I mean? Just feeling good in what you do for your pets. Nobody's perfect out there, so don't beat yourself up for a mistake, but definitely, you know, give yourself a little pat on the back, buy yourself a little piece of chocolate. That's what I would do. And just know that what you're doing for the animals in your home is really wonderful. And so just thank you and belated Happy Mother's Day. So, and you too, Nicole, for your 3,226 pets. I'm just joking. But I bet it feels like that sometimes. But anyways, Charlie and Max are in your rescue. You normally don't get dogs in rescues. But now this might sound way corny, and you might be mad at me, Dr. Nicole, so I'm just going to preface this. I hope that you don't hang up on me. But, you know, Pet Appreciators, for those of you looking for a lab, you know, a lab, fun, loving lab, this, I mean, you know, granted, this guy, this Charlie, is it Charlie or Max with the issue?
Max.
You know, it's like you kind of like, now this sounds so weird, but he's going to have surgery, no cost to you guys. And if you're interested in adopting him right after rehab or near the end of rehab, I just wanted to put that out there. Like, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, you know, the medical expenses, blah, 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 which are totally understandable. I know that I've had a chunk myself here, and causes you to sit back a little bit and think, whoa, need to take it easy this week and next week, you know, don't blow any money. But anyways, you know, it's kind of like getting a brand new spanking new dog. You know what I mean? Like they're all fixed up, and I'm afraid Dr. Nicole is going to be mad at me for saying that, but not at all. Okay, good. The idea is to get them adopted, and if they've got a health issue, especially with a rescue group that has, you know, one of the main, or if not the main person, head person, you know, as a veterinarian, I think you're going to get a pet in really good shape health-wise. You know what I mean? So just keep that in mind if you're looking for a lab. How old is he?
He is 5.
He's 5. So he's used up most of his puppy years. He might just have a little bit of zip left in him. And then most of the time he's going to be just sort of a regular lab moving into his senior years later. So just to keep that in mind, Pet Appreciators, just to keep that in mind. So, and then what's going on with Charlie? What happened to Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie. Well, he's about 10, but he does not act 10. He's this tiny little Maltese, super, super cute, very, very busy. And his family didn't, you know, have a lot of time for him. They had just gotten married, and he needs to be let out to go potty a little bit more frequently than they could handle. And I just felt so bad for them. The mom was very, very sad. So she hurt my heart a little bit. But we did find out he has some kind of mild kidney elevation. So that was likely why he had to, be let out to go potty a little bit more. But he's actually in a foster home right now, and I don't think he'll ever be leaving there. The first night he was snuggled up under, 10 beautiful fleece blankets. He looked like, he looked like a king in their bed. So I don't think he's ever going to even need to be on Pet Finder. I think they haven't made it official, but I think he's found his new forever home.
So you just kind of have that feeling. It reminded me of like a Hollywood movie,
Yeah.
A pampered dog.
So spoiled and happy. And, yeah.
Oh, well, that's really sweet. And, sometimes those sweet stories happen out of the blue. Like they didn't know that they were going to foster this dog, and then they didn't know that he would be such a good fit, So
right.
You never know. You never know. That's one of those foster failures that are huge successes.
Yep.
But let us know, though. A little Maltese, that would be the charm of a lot of people. So I'm sure, if he is, let us know here on air if he needs ends up needing another home. So,
yeah, all right. Thank you.
You bet. You bet. One of my clients is dealing with a torn ACL, and I know that we've talked about ACLs a lot and recently as well. But there's one client though, Dr. Nicole, who I don't know if she's listening right now or not, but she just found out that her dog has a torn ACL. And I'm surprised by that because it was kind of like a shoulder issue. It seemed like a shoulder issue, in one of the front legs. And, but she said, no, vet said, torn ACL. And so she was like, and I still have to respond. She, was texting me and saying, Kathy, what are the pros and cons of this? Do you think it's really necessary? What's your feedback? What I mean? And I thought that might be, I know what we will talk in depth about surgeries and what happens and, all that kind of stuff. But if we could maybe talk for a couple minutes about the very, very beginning, is surgery necessary? And are there different types of surgery? And, you know what I mean? Just the initial questions that mm-hmm. an owner would get. And I've given you 2 minutes. We can always stretch that into the next break here. But what do you think? What do you think I should tell her is basically what I'm asking.
Yeah, I often tell clients that, unfortunately, there is nothing that is going to work aside from surgery if the dog truly has, or cat, has a torn ACL. There are some dogs, though, that might have a mild, partial tear that, with rest and, anti-inflammatory therapies, joint support, things like that. They sometimes don't need surgery, but those are going to be dogs that are not lame. They're not limping around. They're still able to live their normal lives. The majority of the dogs are usually Labs, Golden Retrievers, Boxers. Pit Bulls. Those are kind of the top four that I commonly see tear their knee or tear their ACLs. I can tell you that I have not in 7 years had one person say they wish they never would have done it. They've all said, I'm so glad I did it because my dog can, be a normal dog again. The one thing that you have to remember, though, is that when they tear one, usually within a year, they're going to tear the other side because of the extra weight that's put on that, per se, good leg while they're recovering from their surgery. And so, with Max in our rescue, he has a full, complete tear on his right side and a partial already on his left. Mm-hmm. So, it does happen. I don't know where we're at with time, but there's more to say.
Yeah, there's almost no time. Okay. Yeah, so let's finish that on the other side. But just real quick, yes or no question. Was he brought to the rescue after the I don't have time to ask it.
Yes.
Okay. And they gave him up because they couldn't afford it?
Yes, or do the rehab with him. Yep.
Okay, that's hard. Stay with us, Pet Appreciators.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
Would you or your organization like to become better storytellers? The Uptake can help. Learn from the best teachers in Minnesota when it comes to writing, photography, audio documentary, or live video streaming. I'm personally teaching the live video classes. We're offering classes on Saturdays in June. There's a charge, but there's a discount for students and low-income people. Space is limited, so register now at theuptake.org/classes. That's theuptake.org/classes and learn to storytell like a pro.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And Jake Duroff.
We're the hosts of the all-new Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Steve, what are we going to talk about this week?
We'll be discussing mortgage rates, why they're at a seven-year high, what that means for the market, cash-out refinances, why they're so popular, and the appraisal process.
Check us out for more information or email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
It's home improvement season, and you know there's lots of projects to tackle. Here's one that won't break the budget. Get your air ducts cleaned by Zero Res. They need to be cleaned every 3 to 5 years to improve your furnace and your air quality. This month, save $50 when you get your air ducts Zero Resified. Plus, this month, get 3 rooms of carpet Zero Res clean, starting at $139. Call 952-ZERORES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res. Spell it backward or forward. Spells the same.
This is Pat with PJW Automotive in New Brighton. I've been in business long enough to know that if you want to stand out, you better be the best. That's why I've assembled a top-notch team of automotive specialists who do the job right the first time. Bringing your car or truck to PJW Automotive is an investment in the future of your vehicle. Try us once and you'll see it's worth the drive to PJW Automotive. One exit north of 694 on 35W and online at pjwauto.com.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today will be sunny and hot with a high near 97. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 70 and a 20% chance of rain after 1 a.m. Memorial Day will be sunny and hot with a high near 94 and at night, partly cloudy with a low around 70. The Bad Waitress at 700 Central in Northeast Minneapolis is a bit more grown up than its sister on Nicollet. Offering free parking in the back, this finer diner vibe has a full bar serving craft cocktails and a brand new inventive dinner menu including the chicken did waffle. Check out the full menu at thebadwaitress.com.
Welcome back, Pet Appreciators. Welcome back to the Pet Connection Show here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, one of my favorite stations. But anyways, you're here with myself, Kathy, and then, of course, Dr. Nicole Perrault. We're talking about Charlie. No, we're not. We're talking about Max, a five-year-old yellow lab who was just placed in Dr. Nicole's rescue, Tough Start, T-U-F-F, Tough Start Rescue, because he has a torn ACL and owners could not afford the surgery, basically, is what I understand, Dr. Nicole, and then also the rehab, the time and that kind of thing that is needed afterwards. Gosh, I wish there was a service that could provide help for people during this time. You know what I mean? Like giving ideas on how to set up your environment, networking with people that could help for recovery. Like even this little Maltese, you know, I don't know why they... You know, I don't know the situation, and that was with Charlie, but just, you know, hiring a dog walker, unless that just wasn't something they could afford, you know what I mean? Just to kind of help during those times. And I'm not here to judge at all. I feel funny just even saying that. But
But I mean, I just wish that if the owners really, really wanted to, if there was some sort of a service to help them financially get through, you know, the surgery part, medication afterwards, follow-up care afterwards, and just, you know, how to transition, you know, your home and that kind of thing during the rehab process. But I don't know. What are your thoughts, Dr. Nicole? I know you were going to finish, too, my question about, you know, just the initial things to weigh when you're looking at an ACL surgery.
Yes, you know, and excuse me, anytime we take an animal in, you know, as an owner surrender, we always, always try to say, okay, you know, what can we do to keep this animal with his or her family? Because that's always the goal. You know, we certainly don't want more animals in rescue. You know, we're happy to take them, you know, and help them and find them new homes. But obviously, you know, we're not looking for more animals to join our rescue team. And so, you know, with Max, he actually was from a different clinic a few hours away, and he was owned by an elderly, you know, small woman, and he's this big 90-pound horse. So yeah. I think he was a little bit hard to handle sometimes, and she had a lot of stairs in her home, and so she knew that she wouldn't be able to do, you know, the 8 to 12 week post-op care. And I think at that other clinic, they had some type of grant or some funding where they would have been able to help with financially taking care of the surgery. And she still had elected to surrender him. So there were a lot of people trying, you know, to help her. So I was happy to hear that. And then with Charlie, you know, we had, when I saw how sad they were, I said, you know, is there anything else that, I mean, I'm sure there's some ways we could try to, you know, work with this to keep him with you. And they just said, no, no, no. And they were so sad. And they said that they'd be traveling a lot. And it was a little bit, you know, I felt so bad for them. You know, if they just, you could tell they had talked about it and they thought, no, you know, we need to give him to, you know, some place where he can get the care that he needs. They knew that they couldn't give him the care that he needed. I couldn't remember, but I could have sworn someone was allergic maybe too. I don't know if it was the new husband or I don't know the whole dynamic there. I didn't know them prior to this. So, but I know that they were very happy that he was going to be given a second chance.
Yeah. Yeah. And
but
sometimes
yeah, so sad on both ends. Ugh.
Oh, I know. And just, yeah, life can change. And you know, the ideal thing is to do whatever you can to keep your pets with you. But sometimes circumstances arise, especially like with this older woman. And you know, like, yeah, like that may have been a, maybe not the most ideal match to begin with, you know, because he's an older woman with a young lab is hard. Older person, I should say, and a young lab is really hard, but, energy wise, but yeah, so families change sometimes and then off we go. But I appreciate your feedback, Dr. Nicole, especially with this ACL, because, you know, now I know, you know, kind of what to say to her. That's the right thing to say, you know, and yeah, we'll just see where she goes with her decision. So.
Well, there's so much to when it comes to torn ACLs, you know, there's so many different procedures and things like that. I mean, basically, if the dog is small, hold on one second. If the dog is small, you know, they can get by with getting what's called an extracapsular repair done. And that's often what they do in cats as well. And that's not going to be as expensive. But, I mean, for any dog that's over, I'd say 30, 35 pounds, I mean, they do need one of the really good boarded orthopedic surgeon repairs. And those are usually what's called a TTA or a TPLO. At our clinic, the surgeons that we've been using for the whole time I've been there, so 7+ years, they do the TTA, and I just feel like it's been great. I mean, they're always at our clinic. One day we had 3 dog runs, and each one had a yellow lab sitting in there waiting to have their knees all done. And they were all yellow labs. And I just thought, oh my gosh, it's a major problem right now. But no, they all did great. And I mean, and then they come back, unfortunately, like I said, in a year or two for the other side to be done. But, then you're good. I mean, they usually, knock on wood, don't fail. And they seem to
be happy and running around and crazy dogs again.
Right, right. Is there anything that in particular that really aggravates and helps ACLs to tear? Are there any activities like... Okay.
Yes, definitely being... Oh, what was that?
I'm ready to write. I'm ready notes.
Oh, okay. You're taking notes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anytime that they're overweight, of course, that is never a good thing. You know, certainly there have been new studies out now that have shown if we wait to neuter male dogs until they're, you know, closer to full grown, so between a year to 2 years of age, that they might be seeing less ACL tears in the males.
Okay, why?
So we're starting to...
That makes no sense to me. That makes no sense how they're connected.
I know. And so when I'm talking to clients, I always say that there are new studies out there, and I always tell them about it, and I let them make their own decision. And some people are on board with waiting and trying it and seeing. Other times, I mean, these dogs that do this are they're the athletes of the canine world. You know, they're like the football players that you hear of getting, you know, their knees torn. So they're the labs, the golden retrievers, the pit bulls, the boxers, you know, sometimes German shepherds, you know, they're just, I mean, any breed can do this, but those are the more, I would say, overrepresented ones. So yes, being overweight, lots and lots of crazy running, jumping activities. You know, you can't stop them from being dogs, though. That's the hard part. And so oftentimes, as long as they're a nice lean weight, you've done your part. I mean, honestly, the rest is kind of, I feel like, up to the individual dog.
Right. So there's only so much you can do you have to burn their energy. I mean, they need that. That's what they need to do. So, just with that, those particular breeds, you know, in particular, they have a higher percentage of getting torn ACLs, and just know that going into pet ownership. But yep. I don't get why waiting until you're neutered, they're neutered. You know what I mean? I don't get why that.
I know. I don't know if it just allows that. I haven't personally even read the study yet, but I know that.
It's like bone development or like.
Yeah, it's like you're just letting everything develop more before you, you know, change any type of, you know, hormonal changes and things like that. I can try to find the study one of the next shows or something too, and we can talk about it too, or even see if a surgeon would be willing to talk about it. That might be something kind of neat too for listeners.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be a great idea. Yeah, because I'm just trying to think outside of the hormones, where would it, you know what I mean? In the hormones and bone development is what I'm thinking of the relationship there.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be primarily too with, I don't know if it's like strength of the ligament or, you know, anything like that. I guess, like I said, I'm not sure. I haven't read the actual study, but you do hear a lot of surgeons talking about that now. That, you know, potentially trying to wait with the male dogs, you know, could be a good idea. But, you know, as general practice vets, we have to remember, you know, that the dogs that aren't neutered are going to be the ones that, you know, may show more signs of aggression, maybe not. And they'll also be more likely to run, you know, so then we run the risk of, okay, are they going to be getting hit by cars? You know, do they have microchips on, things like that. So there's lots of pros and cons, and we just present to the clients with all of their info, and then they can make the decision.
Well, and you know, the thing, because it just seems as of late, the last couple, well, maybe just the last year, maybe a couple years, I've heard clients with new puppies tell me, well, my dog's not fixed and we're not planning on doing it until, you know, around the first year, because that's what's being recommended now. But in my mind, I get a little defensive, and I hope I don't show that. But I've always learned that the risk of cancer is cut down before females go into their first heat. So why is it recommended to wait with females, because their cancer rate would go up then after the first heat? I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. And I think that's why, because I have, like I said, I haven't read the full study, but you know, with females, yes. I mean, I always recommend that they be spayed, you know, before their first heat cycle or before their second, because you do drastically reduce at least that's, you know, what I was always taught. You drastically reduce their risk of getting mammary cancer when they're older. And with males, you know, there isn't a lot of cancer risk in waiting, you know, to neuter them. There hasn't just been that connection like there was with females. I mean, they can certainly get other types of cancer when they're, you know, intact, when they're, you know, seniors and things like that. But, yeah, I'm not exactly sure on the logistics of all of that either, but I thought that was interesting. You know, when the surgeons were recommending that, I was like, okay, you know, and I know that new vets coming out of vet school, you know, are being taught that as well. So it definitely, I need to read the study eventually here and just see what they're seeing about that. But yeah, it's interesting. Things are always changing, it appears.
Right, right. And hopefully it's because of good research and more knowledge and the help of technology too, you know. So, yeah, so it's just a constant learning and keeping up to date. That's for sure. So, yeah. And then I just wanted to give you a chance to just, you know, take 60 seconds and just sort of plug, you know, the importance of the Lyme and tick disease, you know, the meds and that kind of thing too here. We just got about 30 seconds.
Oh, yes. I mean, I definitely think right now the biggest thing, making sure animals are on prevention. So prevention for heartworm disease, prevention from fleas and ticks. There are so many options now. There's chewables, so you don't have to put topicals on your pets. And there's also like Seresto collars that they wear for 8 months. You know, there's so many different options. So just talk to your vet, you know, about what is best for your family and for your pet.
Right, exactly. And, you know, one thing I wanted you to bring up too, Dr. Nicole, just real quick, if you could say the website or the contact info. But if you are looking, pet appreciators, at a sort of a hefty medical expense at the veterinarian, there is a credit card out there that can help just for that. And what's the name of that again, Dr. Nicole?
Oh, it's Care Credit. So carecredit.com.
Carecredit.com.
Yep.
Definitely worth checking out. Dr. Nicole is on her way to the nail trim event, but stay with us, pet appreciators, and we have another guest on.
With spring, it's car wash season. Thank goodness for the Luther Advantage program from Rudy Luther Toyota. Not only do I save 10 cents off per gallon of gas at holiday station stores, but I also get big discounts on car washes. And with free 2 years of maintenance with every new Toyota purchased, I can get my oil change and spring service done with the best service and maintenance department at Rudy Luther Toyota. Clear your spring checklist with great service from Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169.
I'm Richard R.J. Eskow, and this week on The Zero Hour, author Thomas Frank on the power of populism, Alexis Goldstein on Wall Street's latest wins, and Nathan J. Robinson of Current Affairs Magazine on, well, on pretty much everything. All this and more on The Zero Hour, every Sunday night from 9 until midnight on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Minnesota's appliance specialists at Warner's Deli and are offering memorable savings right now. Choose any Bosch or KitchenAid dishwasher at our guaranteed price, then save more with free installation from our trusted specialists. Save hundreds on top-rated laundry pairs, French door refrigerators, and more kitchen packages than you can count. Warner's Deli has all the best brands, including Whirlpool, GE, Frigidaire, LG, and Samsung. Memorable savings on appliances now through June 2nd can only be found at Minnesota's original appliance specialist, Warner's Deli.
This is Dan Brooks, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with RBC Wealth Management. For the past 19 years, I've been managing wealth for individuals, institutions, and corporate retirement plan sponsors. Throughout my career, I've seen common traits in successful investors. They include the courage to be diversified, the willingness to work with a professional, the discipline to follow a plan, and patience. I welcome the opportunity to help contribute to your financial success. Call me at 612-371-2396.
Thank you.
Thanks for sticking with us, pet appreciators, and thanks for listening to the Pet Connection Show here on AM 950. If you're just joining us, Dr. Nicole had to fly up to, zip up to Elk River, where her Tough Start Rescue is doing a little nail trim and microchip session over there at the Chuck and Don's in Elk River. But Cheryl Jaffer is with us. She owns Jiffy Dog Dog Training, and she's been with us many times over the years here of the Pet Connection Show. And I want to welcome you back, Cheryl. I hope you're having a great day, and thanks for helping fill in for Dr. Nicole. How are you?
Oh, I am great, and I'm so excited that summer is finally here.
It is. Yep. Winter to summer, no spring. But that's okay. You know, Cheryl often talks about issues with behavior issues and bonding issues with rescue dogs that owners might have with rescue dogs that they've recently adopted. And pet appreciators, I'll just toss it out right now. If you want to talk to Cheryl about anything, call in 952-946-6205. And again, her business is Jiffy Dog, G-I-F-F-E-Y, Jiffy Dog. And that's located in St. Paul, but I know Cheryl goes all over. But she is also very involved with another organization. This one is a nonprofit, and it deals with rescues, but in a different way because it's not exactly a rescue group. And Cheryl, I just thought I'd give you a format here to chat about that and let people know what's going on.
That's great, Kathy. I don't know if I've ever talked to you about this before, but I have worked in rescue since 2000, and I actually found myself working in rescue because I lost my own dog, but over time I started to work with dogs that had problem behaviors, and that ultimately led to my training, so it's something I feel very strongly about. But about 11 years ago, I took in a foster dog by the name of Spencer, who was a Doberman Pinscher who had been running loose and was very fearful, and he got adopted out and returned and then adopted out a second time. And during that second time he was adopted out, somebody put a shock collar on him that burned him down to his skin. And he still has permanent scars about that.
A shock collar can do that? What?
Yeah. It was on such a high level, and it was intended to prevent him from barking. And they just left him on him day and night when he was out in the family's yard. And ultimately, it burned his fur off and left him with scars.
Wow!
And it was mind boggling. And so, after 10 months or 8 months, he was returned to me a completely different dog, terrified of everything. And I had to really start over from square one. And at this time, he was about a 100-pound dog. And luckily, he found an amazing family that has been patient with him and has really supported him every step of his way. But that experience led me to realize that we need to do more to support dogs in rescue and provide them with training, because they're already doing so much work. And rescues, as you know, are really, they struggle for money, and they have to pay all of these different expenses related to veterinary care and just feeding the dogs. And so we realized there was a need to create a scholarship that provides free training to dogs that are in rescue, specifically dogs that are going to have some challenges getting adopted and would benefit from support while they're in their foster homes that then would transition into their adoptive homes as well. So we created the Spencer Group in Spencer's honor to give support to rescue groups who are doing so much really important work for the dogs that are looking for families.
That's fantastic. Really fantastic. And that I know you were busy this morning, so you probably didn't hear the other part of the show. But for medically speaking, when owners have a challenge, I was telling Dr. Nicole, I wish there was some sort of organization out there that could help either financially or help with adjusting to the rehab part of a surgery afterwards and transitioning the dog or the cat back home. Because sometimes that can be too much for owners, or they might feel overwhelmed. And so I was thinking that would be a good sort of middle ground, you know, that might be missing for pet owners. And then now here you brought up another thing that actually fills the hole for some people who adore their rescue dogs, but
do have some challenges, whether it's behavior or emotional or bonding or physical or whatever. And how do we help them? You know, I mean, I think rescue groups do great with the adoption process, and owners have the very best of intentions and an incredible commitment. But there is this gap in between and how we can make that adjustment or deal with problems when they arise, because oftentimes dogs go on a honeymoon period when they're in a new home, and you might not really see everything about that dog, you know, that could be challenging.
I actually see that happen all the time, and I've been racking my brain about how do we help pet families get access to high quality information that is accessible from their homes so that those who are struggling to make ends meet don't have to, you know, that they have an option, that they have some support. You know, Dr. Nicole was just talking, I actually caught the tail end of it. And that care credit card, I'll tell you, it saved me when my dog had cancer last fall. I don't know what I would have done without it. And there, to my knowledge, there isn't anything similar to that for families who are dealing with behavioral issues or training, but it's such an important part of really providing that dog with a safe, nurturing environment. And there are resources, but I don't know of a place where people have access to multiple resources that have been pre-screened for them so they know what they're getting, and they're getting something really valuable. There's a need.
Yeah, there is a need. It's so similar to children, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, that at some point, you know, most kids will need, or many kids will need, some sort of extra little boost or extra little help, whether it's with studies or a physical challenge or an emotional challenge or eating disorder challenge or grieving challenge, you know, whatever that, and it's just so important to have those resources to turn to right away, because it's very, very frustrating, I think, for parents and pet owners to suddenly have a problem or suspect a problem, then realize, I really do have a problem, and I really don't have an awful lot of time to deal with this problem, even though I have a lot of time to just be quote unquote a regular pet owner. And then what do you do? You know what I mean? It's kind of it's isolating and frustrating, and there does need to be help out there. You know, we only have like less than a minute left, but I'm hoping that you can give us some contact info about Spencer Group.
Okay. I can absolutely do that. The email address for Spencer is info@spencerdog.org, and that's spelled S-P-E-N-C-E-R, Spencer Dog without a period between it.
Spencer,
we don't have a phone number yet.
Okay, no, that's okay. SpencerGroup.org, correct?
info@spencerdog.org.
Sorry. Okay. All right. So Pet Appreciators.
Okay.
Yeah. And Cheryl, it has always been wonderful with the Pet Connection show. And she will actually be at our booth as well. You probably know her from Petapalooza, if you don't know her from the show or other events out there. But anyways, thank you so much, Cheryl. And I'm sure she'll be back on to talk up her wonderful work that she does. Take care, everybody. Have a great week.